Welcome to London's Imperial Landmarks, featuring historic treasures, the podcast where we journey through time to explore iconic landmarks and the rich history behind them. I'm your host, Joanne, and today we're diving into one of the most significant and opulent buildings in London, Banqueting House. This architectural gem is part of the historic Whitehall Palace complex, and it played a pivotal role in both British history and the royal court. Stick with me as we uncover its past, its grandeur, and some of its most jaw-dropping moments. History of Banqueting House. Let's start by setting the scene. It's the early 17th century, and London is bustling with royal life. Whitehall Palace, where Banqueting House is located, was the largest palace in Europe at the time. The original structure was built in the late 16th century under Queen Elizabeth I, but it wasn't the grand building we see today. The first banqueting house was more of a temporary structure meant for court entertainment. The transformation came with King James I in the early 1600s. He wanted a more permanent and majestic venue that reflected the power and culture of his reign. Enter Inigo Jones, a renowned architect, who was heavily influenced by the classical styles of Italy. Jones had been studying Renaissance architecture and brought back these fresh, symmetrical designs to England. Under his vision, Banqueting House was reborn in 1622 as a symbol of Renaissance-inspired grandeur. Jones's design was revolutionary for England at the time, combining the classical proportions and columns of Roman architecture with the restrained elegance that would influence British architecture for centuries. It was the first building in England to be constructed entirely in the classical style. The Rubens ceiling. But the true masterpiece of Banqueting House lies above on the ceiling. In the 1630s, King Charles I commissioned the famous Flemish artist, Peter Paul Rubens, to paint the ceiling, and what a job he did. Rubens' masterpiece, The Apotheosis of James I, glorifies the reign of Charles's father, James I. Depicting him ascending to heaven surrounded by divine figures and allegories. This enormous painting, which spans 55 feet in length, was completed in 1636 and is one of the few Rubens works specifically created for its original setting. Today, standing in the banqueting house and looking up at this incredible artwork, it's hard not to feel overwhelmed by its scale and its significance. Rubens' ceiling was not just decorative, it was political. It symbolized the divine right of kings, reinforcing the notion that the monarchy was chosen by God himself. Little did King Charles I know, though, that just a few years later, the very idea of divine kingship would come crashing down around him. The execution of King Charles I. Now, Banqueting House wasn't just a venue for grand feasts, masks, and art. It also became the setting for one of the most dramatic and tragic events in British history, the execution of King Charles I. By the late 1640s, England was in the throes of civil war. King Charles had faced a fierce rebellion from Parliament, leading to his eventual capture. After a trial in which he was convicted of treason, he was sentenced to death. And where did this execution take place? Right outside Banqueting House. On a cold January day in 1649, a scaffold was erected just outside the building, and Charles was led from Banqueting House, through a window, to his execution. The irony here is staggering. Beneath Rubens' ceiling, which had glorified the divine right of kings, the monarchy itself was being dismantled. The execution of Charles I sent shockwaves through Europe. England, for a brief period, became a republic under Oliver Cromwell, but Banqueting House remained. It survived not just this turbulent time, but also a devastating fire that destroyed much of Whitehall Palace in 1698. While most of the palace was lost, Banqueting House endured, a silent witness to these monumental shifts in British history. Banqueting House today. Fast forward to today, and Banqueting House is a major historical landmark in London. Visitors can walk through its magnificent halls, stand beneath Rubens' awe-inspiring ceiling, and take in the atmosphere of a place that once played host to kings, queens, and some of the most significant events in British history. One of the unique things about visiting Banqueting House is that while it's steeped in royal history, It also has a timeless architectural beauty. The design by Inigo Jones still feels modern and elegant, even though it's over 400 years old. It's a space that represents the height of Stuart ambition, the art of Rubens, and the tragedy of King Charles I. Whether you're a lover of history, art, or architecture, Banqueting House offers something for everyone. Well, that's it for today's episode of Historic Treasures. I hope you've enjoyed this deep dive into the history of Banqueting House in London. It's one of those places where you can feel the weight of history, and its stories are just as vivid today as they were centuries ago. If you liked this episode, be sure to subscribe to the London's Imperial Landmarks podcast, leave a review, and check out our other episodes where we uncover the secrets of the world's most iconic landmarks. I'm Joanne, and thanks for joining me on this journey back in time. See you next time.